Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Well, welcome to Block Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Jesse Charo, right here in the heart of the city of Las Vegas, Nevada, the entertainment capital city of the world. And entertainment capital city of the world, I tell you what, gamble with the devil anywhere else in the world, but never gamble with the devil in the city of Las Vegas. You will never win. Never win. They call this Sin City. They call this Sin City. But the Bible says that the grace of God. Listen, if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of St. Luke. Luke chapter 16. I will begin reading from verse 19 through 31. I want you to listen to this broadcast over and over. Do your homework. I want you to be the greatest soul winner, just like our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah. Luke chapter 16, I want you to do your homework. I want you to read from verses 19 through 31. But I'm going to give you some highlights, okay? The rich man and Lazarus, 18 facts. Regardless of the state in this life, the next life may be different. Number two, poor people can be well off in the next life if they are saved. Otherwise, they will suffer hell like the unrich or the unsaved rich. Number three, the rich do not suffer hell unless they are unsaved. Unsaved. Number four, the rich, like the poor, must make proper preparations for the next life or be lost and punished. Verse 5, number 5, the rich and the poor both die and their bodies are buried. Number 6, the saved are carried by angels into paradise. Verses 22, which was then in the lower parts of the earth. Matthew 12:40, Psalm 16, verse 10. But since Ephesians 4:8-10 and Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14-15, the righteous go to heaven. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21-24. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22-23. And Revelation chapter 6, verses 9-11. Number 7, 18 facts. Number 7, there is something real at death or angels to carry and a real place to put it in, all right? There is something real at death for angels to carry and a real place to put them in. This is verse 22 in Luke chapter 16. Number 8, the unsaved go to hell when they leave their bodies. The unsaved go to hell when they leave their bodies.
James chapter 2, verse 26, Isaiah 14:9, Revelation 20:7 through 15, Psalms chapter 9, verse 17, Psalms chapter 55, verse 15. Number 9, the lost are in conscience torment in hell. The lost are in conscious torment in hell. Deuteronomy 32:22, 2 Samuel 22, verse 6, Psalms 18, verse 5, Psalms 116, verse 3, Psalms 139, verse 8, Isaiah chapter 14, 9 through 11, Ezekiel 32, verse 21, Ezekiel chapter 32, verse 21, Songs of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 6. Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 5. Number 10, souls and spirits have spirit forms with bodily parts. Souls and spirits have spirit forms with bodily parts, like the parts of the physical body. They wear clothes, they talk, they feel, etc. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 9 through 11, Matthew chapter 17, verse 3, Psalms chapter 16, verse 10, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 through 23, again Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. Only God can put into hell. Only God, Jehovah, Elohim, Yahweh, Adonai, the Ancient of Days, the great I Am, can put people into hell. Ezekiel 31:16, Psalms 9:17, Matthew 10:28, Luke 12, verses 4 and 5, Revelation chapter 20, verses 10 through 15, Matthew chapter 25, verse 41 and 46, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, the book of Jude, verses 6 and 7. Here goes number 12. Souls are immortal in hell and heaven. Souls are immortal in hell and in heaven. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. 1 Peter 4, 6. Luke chapter 22, verse 38. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. Philippians 1:21-24, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22-23, Hebrews 12:22-23, again Revelation chapter 6, verses 9-11, number 13, prayer and conversations continue in hell and in heaven. Prayer and conversations continue in hell and in heaven. Isaiah 41:9-11. Jonah chapter 2, verse 2. Ezekiel 32, verse 21. Again, Revelation 9-11. Number 14. Fire and torments are in the present and eternal hell. Fire and torments are in the present and eternal hell. Revelation 14:9-11. Revelation 19, verse 20. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10 through 15. Revelation 21, verse 8. Isaiah chapter 66, verses 22 through 24. Matthew chapter 8, verse 12, Matthew 13:42, Matthew 13:49-50, Matthew 24, verse 51, Matthew chapter 25, verse 41-46, Mark chapter 9, verses 43-49. That's why you got to keep listening to this broadcast, record it, and write the verse, and then pause, stop, and then listen to it again, write the scripture again, because you need to sharpen yourself with the Word of God. This way you can show others that the Bible is for real, it's true. I know that it's true because Luke 16, verses 19 through 31, the letters are in red. Jesus spoke these. And Jesus wouldn't talk about some fairy tale somewhere. Jesus wouldn't play concerning something like this, heaven or hell. The Bible is true, my friend. Okay, number 15, the unsaved ones are confined to hell until the judgment. Okay, Luke 16, verse 26. Revelation 20, 11 through 15. Number 16, one can escape hell if conditions are met in this life, not the second life. You see, once you die, there is no turning back. You cannot repent once you're dead. My friend, you got to come to our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. One can escape hell if conditions are met in this life. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 14. John 3:16 through 19, Titus 2:11 through 14, Luke 31 verses 1 through 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17 through 21. Number 17, both present and eternal hells are located in the lower parts of the earth. Psalm 63, verse 9, Ephesians 4, 8 through 10, Matthew 12, verse 40. The neither parts of the earth, both present and eternal hells, are located in the nether or neither parts of the earth. Ezekiel 31, verses 14 through 18. Ezekiel 32 verses 18 through 27. Both present and eternal hells are located in the earth beneath. Proverbs 15:24, Isaiah 14:9 through 15 and 24. Isaiah 14:9 through 15. Very important, he repeated it twice. Ezekiel chapter 31, verses 14 through 18. Ezekiel chapter 32, verses 18 through 27. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, number 18. Satan, angels, demons, and men and women will be put into eternal hell for not meeting the conditions of receiving the Son of the living God. Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Anybody that denies the Son, you're in trouble. For not acknowledging the Son of the living God. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus said, you believe in God, the Father, believe also in me. In my Father's house, in my Father's house, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will. I'm not going to send the Virgin Mary. I'm not going to send Buddha. I'm not going to send a spaceship. I'm not going to send. I myself will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go and the way, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to read this one again. Satan, angels, and demons, and men will be put into eternal hell. Matthew chapter 8, verse 29. Matthew 25, 41. Revelation 20, verse 10 through 15. 2 Peter 2, 4. The book of Jude, verses 6 and 7. Not one of the above facts, okay, I gave you 18 facts. Not one of the above facts, scriptures, could possibly apply to the grave, proving that hell and the grave are two different things. I want you to get this one. Not one of the above facts or scriptures could possibly apply to the grave, proving that hell and the grave are two different things, because there's different teachings out there. But I want you to read these verses. You want to look at the notes on Psalms chapter 9, verse 17. On the notes, you have the Dakes Bible Commentary Study Bible. The notes on Psalms chapter 9, verse 17 from the Dakes Commentary. Otherwise, go look at it in a different commentary. Do a study on Psalms chapter 9, verse 17, expository or commentary or dictionary, or get into that one. Also, look up Luke chapter 12, verse 5. Do a study on that one. You will see that the grave and hell are two different things, two different places. That was Luke chapter 12, verse 5. Luke 16, verse 26. Do a study on those. Revelation chapter 20, verse 3. Go deep on that one. Go do your homework. Because, my friend, you are a theologian. You are an astronaut. You are the president of the United States of America. You are. And you know so much. But you do not know where you will go once you die. There is an appointed time. There's an appointed time when either the Lord takes us or we die before seeing the Lord again. Many people are seeing the Lord now. Dreams, visions, revelations. And people go like, don't get into that. Don't believe that. That's what people will tell you. But I tell you what, if you seek God, the secret things belong to God, but those things that are revealed unto us, they belong to us and to our children, that we may do all the commandments of the Lord. The secret things belong to God. Those things that are secret, we have no business going in there. We have no business going there. But those things that he reveals unto us, yes, the Holy Spirit will reveal unto you, yea, even the deep things of God. The deep things of God, the Holy Spirit is able to reveal unto you. great and mighty things. Eye hath not heard, nor ear heard. Your eyes have not seen, and your ears have not heard of the things that God has in store, only for them that love him. Not for everybody. For them that love him. There's a special them. Are you one of them? Examine yourself to see if you are in the faith. You were saved by faith through grace, through the love, the grace and mercy. The last one is do some homework on Isaiah chapter 30, verse 33. Isaiah 30, verse 33. I got a few minutes and I want to show you something. I'm giving you some footnotes concerning the rich man and Lazarus, St. Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. Let me give you another one. Do a study on hell, H-E-L-L. The other one, listen to this one. Angels, you believe in angels? Angels do not carry people to graves, but to paradise. Luke 16, verse 22. Angels do not carry people to graves, but to paradise. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23. Revelation 6, 9 through 11. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 8. Philippians chapter 1, verses 21 through 24. Thank you, Lord. There is another paradise in the third heaven. There is another paradise in the third heaven. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. The Greek for paradise is paradisios. It's like a park, pleasure grounds, like a forest, orchard, and it's used in this. It's like a Garden of Eden. The Hebrew word pardek is translated orchard. Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 13. Ecclesiastics, chapter 2, verse 5. And forest, Nehemiah, chapter 2, verse 8. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Believe this your whole heart. Okay? We are soul winners here in the city of Las Vegas. And here's the deal. What does it profit a man if he gains many souls to the Lord here in the city of Las Vegas or anywhere around the world and lose your own soul? Because if he said that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God, everywhere, look, do a study, Google it, text it, Google it, go look. Just type in, will not inherit the kingdom of God, and see what comes up on your Google. Look it up on the internet. You need to be saved. You really don't know if you're going to hell or heaven. Maybe you do. And if you do, Thank you, Jesus. For it is not the will of God for any to perish, but that all should come to repentance. All means Obama, Trump. That all should come to repentance, to acknowledge John 3:16, 17, 18, and 19. For God the Father so loved the world that he gave, Jesus said, I didn't come here by myself. My Father sent me. And let me tell you something from the bottom of my heart. You need to acknowledge the Son of God. And God the Father, the Ancient of Days, Yeshua HaMashiach. We need to acknowledge the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit. God the Father sent Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the baptizer with the Holy Ghost. Did you receive the Holy Ghost since you believed, since you got saved? Did you receive the Holy Spirit since you believed? Have you been baptized, spiritually baptized by the Holy Spirit? We do some heavy teachings because we are almost at the end. I'll tell you a quick story. I don't know what happened to me, whether I died or I don't know what happened, but all I can tell you was that in my first vision, I saw my Savior. I saw Jesus. When I saw him, I knew who he was. You may have never seen Jesus before, but I tell you what, when you see him for the first time, you will know who he is. In your knower, you will know who he is. With no doubt, you will know that is the Son, the Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, when he resurrected, sitting and standing at the right hand of the power of the majesty on high, I was taken to heaven. I saw Jesus calling me. And what happened was that I saw another vision, and in the other vision, I saw a great tribulation. I saw the people that were left behind in the great tribulation, and they were beheaded for their faith in our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. This was in the great tribulation. You don't want to be here. I believe that if Jesus said that he's going to come and snatch us out of here before hell breaks loose on earth, I really believe that if he's going to pick us up, he's going to pick us up. If we have to go through some type of great tribulation, blessed be the name of the Lord. But I saw the beheaded, the slain, the killed. I don't know what translation you have. They were martyred. There's people being martyred now. They're being beheaded for their faith in Jesus Christ. It's going to get worse. More information, 702-931-1221. 702-931-1221. By the grace of God, I am what I am. It's by the grace, the love, and the mercy. The Lord Jesus Christ, he saved me here in the city of Las Vegas, and I tell you what, he is saving many souls for his glory to be used by him. Maybe you don't know if you're saved or not, but I tell you what, I will pray for you. Evangelist Jesse Charo, J-E-S-S-E-C-H-A-R-O. I'm on Facebook, YouTube, BatTube, BiffTube, all tubes. For God's glory, the Lord is standing at the door. Mm-hmm.